first service, I think, in 15 years that you haven't asked me any questions about what's going on in the service. And I know it's killing you. He's over there like, what's happening? What's happening? So tonight, Pastor and Patty, we really hope that you walk out of here blessed in knowing what an impact that you have made, not only on this church body, but the community as well. So I want to read to you a scripture, and then we actually have asked four people that you don't normally hear from to share a few moments about the impact that maybe you've had on their lives. So first I want to read to you 1 Thessalonians 5:12 and 13. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work, and live peacefully with each other." And that word honor means to show respect, to have high esteem. And tonight, we want to show you respect, and we want to place honor where honor is due. So trust us and walk away blessed. Amy, come on up. We welcome Amy. She's going to come up and share.
Great night, right? All right. We get to celebrate two incredible people. And I can't think of a better way to spend my night. All right, can we bow our heads? I'd like to start with a prayer. Lord, let the words that we speak tonight be a reflection of you and represent the hearts of this body as we honor two people that we love dearly. May you bless them, keep them, and continue to honor the work that they do through your ministry. I pray, Lord, for Pastor and Patty, and that tonight will be a blessing to them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Jeremiah 3:15 says, "Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will lead you with knowledge and understanding." This verse really spoke to me. It points to the significance of the awesome work that Pastor and Patty are completing. This verse shows that our shepherds are given to us by God. They are fashioned after His own heart to teach us and assist us in our walk with Christ. I find this to be truthful and fitting when reflecting upon the two of you. Pastor and Patty, I thank you for being open, true, and obedient to the calling on your lives. Thank you for being diligent and for having perseverance in chasing, attaining, and sharing knowledge and understanding. You are our precious leaders, and we love you. Not many of us are called to be teachers of God's word. In fact, the Bible tells us that those who teach will be judged more strictly, and that because of your great influence, you will be held more accountable. And for Steve and I, we are awestruck at the gracefulness you exhibit when embracing such an enormous calling. It is apparent to us that both of you are fashioned after God's own heart. I am moved by the way in which you love, not just the way you love one another and your beautiful family, but the way you love us. You are genuine with us. You embrace us in our myriad of issues with empathy and patience. You have opened your hearts, your arms, and your home to us in need. You cheer with us in our triumphs, and you weep with us in our sufferings. You model love, commitment, and strength to all of us. I adore the way you celebrate marriage and family. When God called the Vineyards to the city church, I felt like I was home, like a child for coming home for the first time in years. I felt like I was home. That is the atmosphere that God has created here through the two of you. That sense of home is a direct reflection of your hearts and the way in which you embrace life. Pastor Marty, you are doing exactly what God intended you to do. You were created to lead us. Thank you for not giving in to the circumstances of your childhood, for not allowing such brokenness to determine your life, but rather for submitting to God and allowing Him to set the course of your future, a future that included all of us. We are so blessed by your life's testimony. Stephen, I thank God every day for you and for the commitment with which you serve His kingdom. Patty, thank you for being a mother to all of us. Thank you for modeling grace, virtue, and family. For always being a source of wisdom and compassion to this body. Thank you for all of the times that you put yourself last so that Jesus and His ministry here would be first. You inspire selflessness and you move me to want to be a woman that is filled with the unfading beauty of a gentle, quiet spirit. Stephen, I love you both deeply, as do our children. You are our shepherds. We have an enormous amount of respect, trust, and appreciation for you. We learn from you, and our lives are fuller because of you. And I know the words I speak tonight represent all of these hearts sitting here today. I'll finish by saying, as Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians, let us be remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Paul LaMandola.
Woo! How can you follow that, right? So anyway, I am just honored to come up here and speak about Pastor and Patty. Anyway, from the first day I walked in and talked about a shepherd, I was one lost soul. And he'll tell you the story. Who is this guy walking into this place? And I was broken, lost, and just a mess, literally. I was actually still smoking weed at that point. And as I kept coming in and pressing into the Lord, you saw who I was. You saw the spark in my heart. And I just, you know, Jesus done a work in me, but you always believed in me. Both of you did. And as I went through cancer, you were there for me. You encouraged me. You loved on me. You were the shepherd. I was the sheep. You left the one. You left the 99 for the one. I felt like that one lost sheep, especially going through cancer, was no joke. But you came and you encouraged me and you said, you can get through this. And for 8 months, I got through it, and I thank you so much. It just touched my heart. And as I kept going and seeking God, you were always there to encourage, to love, to believe. You always believed in me. And you talk about Pastor Barnett as being your hero. You are my hero. Both of you are my hero. And I believe I speak for everybody that you are such an empowered shepherd to lead his flock. We depend on you. We depend on your insights, even though sometimes we just don't want to hear it. And sometimes you tell me things that I don't want to hear. And But I know we have to get good consultation. That's what this is all about. We're not the pastors. We're the sheep. And I just love the both of you. I thank you so much. You've always believed in me from the first day I brought my deal about Nepal, and you encouraged me and you helped me got there. And from there, that fire started. And then with Ireland, which was a great trip because we got to really spend some time together. But you continued to empower me. You continued to believe in me. You continued to push me forward. You were the leader, and I was the follower. But you let me come up next to you. I would not be the man I am today if it wasn't for you and Pastor Patty. I would not be going to Argentina if it wasn't for you two. You continue to push. You continue to believe. You continue to love. You continue to bless. You just have this beautiful thing about both of you. Gentle, kindness, peace. It's just a beautiful thing. And I speak for everybody here. We are so blessed to have pastors like you that love us the way we are. You love us. Doesn't matter if we were a druggie, if we were broken, disgusted, we come in, you take us under your wing, and you do the best you can with us, and you always believe in us. And I just, hats off, you are number one, Pastor and Patty. Pastor Marty and Patty.
I don't know what all these kind words are about. I thought this was a pastor roast, wasn't it? No, I'm just kidding. Actually, it's supposed to be Shawnee and I tonight, but my lovely wife is involved in another play, so she's at rehearsal tonight. But she sends her love. I do have something from her I'd like to read, first of all. She says, it's an honor to call Marty and Patty my pastor and my friends. They are our leaders, our counselors, our encouragers, and our confidants. They have been there for me and for me through the good and bad times. I remember when I first came to this building, Pastor told me, Wayne, there's life beyond divorce. And wow. Was he right? Shawnee also says that you've been there for her good and bad times. You've also been there for her children, and you still are. You guys celebrate the good and the bad with everybody. And in the good times, you celebrate. In the bad times, you pray. You take the time to pray with us. And she says that's why we're so blessed to have you as our favorite foodie people. Now, something that Patty and Pastor and I and Shawnee do, we go to the food truck in Rochester every once in a while, so we've kind of hooked up a little bit, so it's kind of fun. Okay, so I'd like to just put a little different twist on this. So Shawnee and I are fortunate to have you two as our pastors and our friends. We cherish you. You make our lives richer. And I'd like to look at this a little different, like I said. How'd they get here? You know? What if Patty wasn't saved and her dad wouldn't tell Marty to go to church? You know? Would there be a Ryan? Would there be a Ben? Would there be a Ryan and Sam? Would there be a Ben and Amanda? Would there be any grandkids? Would there be any city church? You know? Where would I be? Would I have the lovely wife that I have? Probably not. She went here. That's where I met her. I met her here. How about you, Brad? How would things be so different if we didn't have City Church? So I guess my point is, if you make good decisions and you follow the Lord, look what can happen, you know. And they'll probably be the first to tell you they've not always made the best decisions. They've made mistakes. What if when Patty was sick or Marty went through some issues or Ryan or Ben, if they didn't have the Lord, where would they be, you know? Marty made a decision to follow the Lord. He could have made a decision to follow the life that his dad had, but he didn't. He had a vision. God planted something in his heart. Amen? So I guess my question is tonight, what's your vision? Where can you go from here? Amen? I really believe that there's greatness in this audience tonight. God loves us. Amen? And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have Pastor. We wouldn't have Patty. And I'm blessed to call you Pastor and Patty, my pastors. I love this place. I just thank you for the opportunity to come up here and sing. And Patty, I love singing harmonies with you. You know that. That's what we like to do. If she comes over and scoots over to this side, we play off each other. If she sings a part, then I'll sing another part. So it's kind of fun. But anyway, love you guys. I love the difference you make in people. And how much it just seems so effortless for you to love, and how gracious you are, both of you. Thank you so much.
I brought the file. Excuse me. Has anyone ever heard the term Ozies? Ozies? Like, that's when someone does something for you or to you, and you owe them. It's like a payback. Ozies? Ozies, okay. So a couple weeks ago, I was heading upstairs to the church office to see Kathy to go over some last-minute details for the ladies' retreat. I saw Pastor Marty's office door was open. I was going to just brighten his day, look in, and wave. You know where I'm going. Instead, your pastor jumped out from Kathy's office and yelled, "Rawr!" He scared me so bad, I asked Ryan, I spit my mint out across the room. It took me about 15 minutes to recover and for my blood pressure to go back to normal. So intertwined with what I say tonight, you might hear a bit of Ozies, okay? So as I prayed about what to say, the word flavor kept coming to mind. The word flavor kept coming to mind. Hang on, we got technical stuff. Oh, we do. Okay. So I went to, as where you said a couple Sundays ago, to Google, where all the pastors get their material. And I found the definition of flavor to be the essential character of or predominant quality of something. So Patty, when I think of the flavor you bring to my life, the essential character I see in you is integrity. When I looked up the word integrity, I found the example of how contractors and engineers refer to the integrity of steel. They talked about how you can have two pieces of steel that both look great on the outside, and there's no apparent difference between them, but when one of them, when put under stress, might not support that weight. The reason the other piece does hold up under stress is because it has integrity. And integrity is not just what people see. Integrity is what you are. There's many examples over the years I could refer to, but the one that really stands out is the pressure you were under with your battle with cancer. In the last couple years, this church saw what you were made of. We all watched you as you held to your godly values, beliefs, and principles as you put your trust in God. You were and continue to be a great example to all of us on how to live a life of integrity. So thank you. And you, Pastor, when I think of the word that describes the flavor you bring to my life, it's compassion. It is. One of my favorite things you say, and I know you really mean this, is it doesn't matter what you've done or where you've come from, you're welcome here. And I'm really glad you taught us that, because when I started at City Church, all I really knew about you was your criminal record. That you used to go under the name El Bandito. It's true. It's true. I knew all about your whole airport search fake hip issue. The time you wouldn't stop pretending you were a toy soldier. The time you were breakdancing in the middle of Main Street and someone called the cops. And you remember that time you let us name our small group on Thursday night the pot group? Yeah, well, that may have been our fault for talking you into shortening the parents of teens group. So, okay. So none of that matters, but you are welcome here. So, but one of my first experiences as witness... Okay, serious now. One of my first experiences as witness to your compassion was with you many years ago when City Church was still at the YWCA. A woman I knew confided in me that she was in a very bad situation. She was married and had made some bad choices and stepped outside the boundaries and found herself in some desperate circumstances. She let me know of her decision to clean up and hide what she had done from her husband. She didn't see any other way, and she had made up her mind. I did not know what to do or who to turn to. I was in over my head on this one. And I made her promise not to do anything. Oh, this is emotional. Until we at least talked to someone, and I called you. And we drove out to your house and met in your little home office. And I don't remember what you said, but I do remember lots of crying and the kindness you showed her. No judgment, no condemnation, just compassion. There's so much more to that story. It wasn't an easy road by any means, excuse me. But because of you, the young man whose fate rested in your counsel that day is turning 16. And that's an amen. So I've been blessed to see many interactions you both have had over the years. I could go on and on about how you've sown into my life, my family, my dreams, my destiny. But instead, I will close with these three points, because I know how you pastors love your points. Okay, number one, I'm eternally grateful to both of you for the flavor you bring to my life. Number two, I love, 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 and appreciate you both. And number three, I look forward to doing more life together with you.
And I'm sure that all of us have stories that we can tell and share with Pastor and Patty, so I encourage you to do that tonight if you get a chance. Let them know how much they mean to you. If not tonight, you know, send them a card, send them a text, you know, just let them know how much they're loved, because like I said, we all have those kind of stories. I know that, you know, my husband and I, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for the love that they have shown us. And Paul, I don't know what you're talking about, them saying stuff that you don't want to hear. I mean, I always want to hear what they want to say. No. But before we go on, there's just a short video, and then Ryan's going to come up and share a few moments, and then we'd like you to join us out back for some just food and friendship back there. But go ahead, Malachi, go ahead and play that video.
Hi, Pastor. Thank you for all the good pastoral care you've given us. Best pastor I've ever had in 79 years. Thank you so much.
Yes, we love you, Pastor. We appreciate you and your pastor's heart that you should care about. We truly do love you, Pastor Marty and Patty.
God bless you, Pastor.
We love you. We love you. Bye.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Pastor Pye and Patty,
we
love you so much.
Hey, Pastor and Patty. I just wanted to tell you how thankful I am for you and your positive influence on my family, my boys, and me and Chris. And just wanted to tell you how much we love you, and thank you for setting a great example.
And I want to thank you, Pastor, and Patty, and your whole family for believing in us and for investing in my family and our future. I remember when I prayed to God and asked him to use me in his ministry, I didn't know what I was asking for, and there's times when I feel overwhelmed or when I make mistakes, and whenever that happens, Pastor Marty, you've always been the one to speak life into me, to encourage me to keep going and not to give up, and I just want to thank you for that, not just for what you do in our family and in our home, but also in the church and the community. I get to see a behind the scenes of what goes on, and you're the same off stage as you are on stage, and I admire you for that, and I look up to you. God bless you and your family.
Hi, Pastor and Patty. We appreciate everything that you do for us.
We're so thankful for you. We love you both so much.
Hey, Pastor Marty and Pastor Patty. Thank you for being our pastors and friends for the past 30 years. We love you. We love your kids. We love your grandkids. And we look forward to doing life together for another 30 years. God bless you, man.
Hey, Pastor, we want to tell you and Patty that we love you from the Monday Night Ladies Bible Study Group. Thank you for all that you do for us. We pray blessing upon blessing upon blessing. Bye.
Pastor Marty, I'm here at Wednesday Night Men's Bible Study, and I just want to take a minute to tell you how much I love and appreciate you. If it wasn't for you, none of this would be going on. I remember when you told me to start a Bible study, but I was too scared to do that. And it's grown, it's prospered, and it's turned into something wonderful, and it's all because of you and your leadership. And all the guys want to give you a wave. Love you, Pastor Marty. See you soon.
Just real briefly, I was talking actually to my older brother this week, and we said a lot on Sunday, and if you were here, you heard what we had to say, but I was considering what you spoke about actually on Sunday. Debbie, you can keep playing. On Sunday, and I wanted to read it. But now bring me a musician. Then it happened when the music played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water. So that you and your cattle and your animals can drink. Then I was sitting in class, and my brain makes reference points. And he was teaching out of 1 Corinthians. And the story went like this. The story went that Paul wrote the Church of Corinth a letter. And he said something very similar to what I just read. Go dig ditches. And when you do so, you'll see water. Paul said it like this. I planted the seed. Apollos watered it. And God gave the increase. And if I can say anything about my dad tonight, I've had many conversations over the years, like Paul that I did not want to hear. And a lot of them went like this. Maybe just worded just a little different. Get in the valley and dig the ditch, Ryan. Or maybe like this. Ryan, get your seed, put it in the ground, and get it watered. God will send the rain. God will bring the water. God will bring the increase. You don't get to a night like this without putting some seed in the ground. You don't get to a night like this without digging some ditches. Here's my question for you tonight. As we bless our pastors tonight, will you water the seed? Will you dig the ditch? If you will, as we pray tonight and we close, would you stand with me? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you tonight for the work you've done. We thank you, Father, for your great grace and your great mercy over us. That even when we walked away, you were still there. And Father, we thank you that you are in the midst of this ministry and that your hand is on it. Father, give us a heart, a deeper heart of service, a deeper heart to dig ditches, a deeper heart to sow seeds and water the seed. And Father, we believe in faith and we receive in grace that you will bring the increase. I speak the blessing of the Lord over our pastors tonight. The favor of God. Father, I speak health into their lives, into their beings. We ask you tonight for long life. Father, send the laborers. We thank you for great leadership. We thank you tonight, like so many have said, for the heart of love, the heart of grace, the heart of mercy. We thank you tonight for your shepherds. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give them a hand.
Do I get to say something? Thank you. Thank each one of you. You're so kind. Thank so many of you, cards, and I want to just share this verse of scripture, and then I guess you got food, right? We're going to eat together. And don't leave. Help me eat. Not that I need you to help me to eat, but let me, I was, Tuesday actually was my birthday, and as I was praying here this morning, or on Tuesday morning, I said, Lord, speak to my heart. What is it? Give me a word to live by this year. And I want to share with you, because this is incredible. John 14:12, Jesus, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And then this verse is what really dialed in. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And he says it again. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Let's ask him for some great things this year. For God to be glorified. I don't need a whatever. I want God to be glorified. When people get up and talk the way they have tonight, you know what? Thank you. That's so nice. But at the end of it, God is going to be glorified, isn't he? Isn't he? Isn't he? Come on. Everybody that got up here. And, you know, I thank God for the good things he's doing in every one of you. So, Lord, I just declare over every life tonight. I pray that, Lord, we will dream and we will speak life. Lord, help us to eradicate doubt, unbelief, fear out of our lives. Help us to believe you for the things that you have called us to do. Lord, even though we sometimes become fearful of what you've put in front of us, I pray that, Lord, we will step out and act in faith and trust you and believe that whatever we ask in your name, you will do. to bring glory and honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who has given his all so that we can have life and have it more abundantly, Lord. I pray, Lord, for each one of this here tonight, from the smallest concern to the largest, that you will meet that, God. I give you all the praise. I give you all the honor and the glory. Lord, bless the food. I don't know what it is, but if there's fat grams or calories, it'll make me look like I did in those pictures up on the screen. God, take it out and help us to be thin for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on.